a thrilling ride. The preparations had taken place in the lee of the tent, but the fishermen now pushed the sled out into the wind and gave it as good a start as his strength would permit. For a moment it seemed as if the scheme would prove a failure. The sled seemed to lose speed rather than gain it, although the sail bellied out with a force that almost jerked Pat from his seat on the pig. But slowly the sled responded to the force of the wind, and the strain on Pat's arms gradually lessened.
"Oh!" he cried happily. "Sailing is a fine sport when you get going. 'Tis resting to the legs, anyhow."
Presently, however, he became nervous. His speed was steadily increasing, and he found that the slightest move on his part made the sled swerve a little. Once or twice he almost lost his balance, and only by experimenting could he adjust himself properly. He saw Marion Island looming up ahead of him in the moonlight, and this gave him another fright.
"If I hit it, going like this," he exclaimed, "I'll take it along or leave the sled behind and go sailing over it like a bird. And I can't stop. Ho, ho, I've got the flying machine now. And a break on it."
His only hope of avoiding the island was to change his course slightly, which was no easy matter. And to which side should he go? It would be easier to take the East Passage, but 2 or 3 miles beyond, on that side, Niatawena jutted out from the peninsula. He would have to swerve to the east for the island and to the west for Niatawena. Unquestionably, it would be better to go to the west of both, if possible.